Annual Conference 2014 is coming up in just about a month, Bill.
Just a month.
What are you looking forward to in your first year in this new role and the annual conference?
I'll share that I have a little bit of anxiety because I'm in my first year in this role for this annual conference. But it's always a good experience when we gather people together from across the conference to come together as the annual conference. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the opportunity to put the spotlight as we lift up strategic priorities to emphasize what it's really about, and that is world-transforming communities of faith. And the opportunity to tell the story of those congregations that are really making a difference in their communities and to invite others to take part in that transformational process as we seek to live out the reign of God.
What does annual conference mean to you?
Well, probably all of my milestones in terms of my ministry have been celebrated at annual conference. I remember the first year that my candidacy was recognized in the disciplinary questions. The first ordination to the office of deacon, the celebration of the retirement, and for some, the memorial service of persons who had a profound impact in my life and ministry. All of those are measured at annual conference, and especially for me, kind of a full circle, first with our daughter Andrea and her commissioning and ordination as an elder and a member of this conference, and last year with our son Jeremy, his commissioning, and looking forward to his ordination, hopefully in another year. So very profound relationships and the marking of those relationships.
Yeah. You've been to conference for many years, some of the story you've just told. There are some people who will come to the annual conference session this year for the very first time. What would you advise them to think about or advise them in a way to prepare for this session?
The thing that I would say, especially after last year reading a lot of the evaluations from folks, is that it's easy for us to forget about why we're there, or maybe even misinterpret, at least in my opinion, why we're there. It's a time for us to come together as an annual conference and to remember that we are connected to one another, that we have a relationship that is real and organic and scriptural, that we're really at our best when we're together, that relationship isn't something that we just celebrate when we gather for worship and our meetings as the annual conference, but it really ought to be lived out all the rest of the year as we relate to our United Methodist sisters and brothers in particularly, and then also by extension to the other members of the household of faith.
A little known thing or quirky aspect of annual conference that nobody would know about that you've observed?
I would say probably one of the quirky things is what happens at the tables. If you take time to actually walk around, which as a superintendent I had the opportunity to do, you see that frequently we're not all engaged in the same things. And that's also true probably when it comes to our visits to the microphone. It's a big meeting, it's a big group, and sometimes it's hard for us to keep on focus, but that's kind of the way families are.
And so how would you advise people to stay connected to what's happening around them?
The big thing is to engage in the worship. That for me is the most centering part of annual conference. And if you notice in the worship services, especially this year, as I talked about before, about measuring those milestones, mm-hmm. that's really what the worship services are about. And it's an opportunity to hear some excellent preaching. And one of the profound, still it brings tears to my eyes every year, is when you look around that auditorium and hear the blending of all of those voices together. I think in worship is when we're at our best, and it's a time for us to remember that we do belong together as the body of Christ, and that together we have a witness to make and a world to impact.